Okay, this is Talking Thoughts with Mishy. Today is March 1st, 2018. I always wonder if I should say the year because I'm just like, what's the point? But I guess it's always good to say the year. Today is my sister's birthday, so happy birthday to her. Okay, so today I am going to start with a story. I hope I'm speaking loud enough. I always speak very low. Okay, so I'm going to start with a story about, I think maybe somebody that is, we'll say like 12, 13, they go somewhere, they start at a new school, meet people at school, it takes time to settle in, whatever, but all the sweets in the tuck shops are like amazing. The food's amazing. McDonald's is amazing. Everything is amazing. It's cold. It rains, but not that cold. Not that rainy. Actually, it's pretty rainy. It's just a cool place. You settle in, whatever. You like school now. You have friends. You look forward to weekends. Just regular stuff. You get into trouble with your parents. Just, you do good at school. Or okay at school. Sometimes you do bad. You love this place. You meet your first boyfriend there. It's amazing. And then you have to leave. And you have to leave your friends. You have to leave all your favorite food, your favorite shops, your favorite kind of traditions. Think about like Pancake Day or something. That's not something that's everywhere. Or Thanksgiving. Everybody doesn't celebrate Thanksgiving. You have to leave. Like, you say goodbye to your friends, you say goodbye to your old house, you say goodbye to your old school, you say goodbye to your family. If you have family there, you just say goodbye. And you're not allowed to visit that place anymore. So I would say not very many people leave where they come from or where they're born. So imagine all the people that you've known for however long, you just don't get to see them again. And somebody else gets to decide that. There's no fight. There's no anything. You just don't get to see those people again. Next, I'm going to give you a different description of something. You ask somebody to come into your house to visit you. It's your friend. They seem nice. You meet them however you meet them. You ask them to come into your house. And, you're nice to them, you cater for them, you cook for them, you clean for them, you're polite, they stay. Maybe they stay a little bit longer than possible, than you would like them to stay. But generally, they stay an okay amount of time. They help out, when something needs to be done. But then, all of a sudden, they start stealing from you. You don't say anything because you're like, oh, no way. Like, my guest could never, right? But nope, they're definitely stealing from you. They're taking property out of your house. And then all of a sudden, they start making you work for them. You're now working for them. They're taking everything from your house. You're starting to wonder, oh, my God, why did I let these people into my house, right? Not only are they stealing from you, not only have they taken over your house, they're now telling you, for example, you can't do this with your kids, you can't do that with your kids, it's wrong how you do this, everything that you have, all the rules that you have in that house, they're telling you that you have to change those, right? And there's nothing you can do, like they've called their cousins and their brothers and their sisters and their husbands and their wives, their uncle, their grandparents, their this, their that. All of them are in your house. There's nothing you can do. You're just kind of left. Like, okay, now there's all these people in my house and I can't even do what I want. And now they're stealing from me. They're making me do shit for them. So that's one. Next is you try to go visit one family member. They say that they can't live with you. So you have to move. You go to another family member. They say that you can't live with them because ABC or whatever, or they heard about their cousin that let such and such come and stay, and then now they're stealing from them. You try to go back to the place that you went to school, the place that you love. You're not allowed. You try to go visit a friend or stay with a friend. You're not allowed. Somebody else decides. Your friend would love to have you, even until you settle down, but they can't have you because somebody else gets to decide. And you have nowhere to go. You just wish you had somewhere. You're a hard worker. You're a good person. You try to help your kids. If you have kids, or you try to help your family or your friends, or not even that you try to help people, right? But just you try to do the right thing for yourself. You're not really getting in anybody's way, but you just don't have anywhere to stay. You don't have anywhere that you can call your home. You don't have anywhere that you can, I don't know, raise your children. You don't just have a place that you can be. And you just want somewhere that can be settled. You want somewhere that your children can grow up, where you can build schools for your children. You just want somewhere to settle. Now, finally, why am I telling you these random little stories? So the first part that I told you, I want you to think of that as an immigrant, somebody that moves from place to place. You know, they live somewhere, and then after they've lived there for a period of time, they now have to, if they want to come back, they have to apply for a visa to come there. If they love somebody in that place, they have to leave that person behind because they can't come. They can be deported. I like to think of it as, think of wherever your favorite place is, wherever you live, think of not being able to go to that place ever again because you don't have a visa. The second description I gave is when people come into, the first description is a migrant. The second description is the person that's allowing people to come into their house. That sometimes you want to be a good person and you allow people to come into your house or your country. And once they come, they start changing shit. They start doing things in a way that you wouldn't do. They start taking from you. So that's another description of, I guess, of a citizen. Okay, yeah, we'll say that's the description of a citizen. So the first one is an immigrant. Second one is a citizen. And then third is somebody that's stateless. So the first time I heard that somebody was stateless, I laughed and said, how can somebody be stateless? How can they not have a country, right? This seemed really weird to me. But then I guess when you get older and you know about immigration and, I don't know, you know about like refugees and just different things, you know that, okay, some people could be stateless, and it's actually pretty sad. So that's the third description I gave of people moving all over from one place to another. They don't really have they don't have a place to put roots down, right? They don't have a place to go. Because sometimes we complain that our countries are shitty, but they're our countries and there's nothing we can do with them, right? But some people don't have an our country to even complain about. So that's the third. That's a stateless person. So I'm just giving these descriptions so that I can set the foundation of the podcast. Now, I feel like I can identify with all of these three descriptions of different people. And so the policy that I want to talk about will come from all these different people, right? I can understand the people that are like, well, this is our country and we want it to stay the same. Because when people come into countries, they sometimes take advantage, right? But I also understand being a person that lives in somebody else's country and thinking, well, I'm not just here to like take advantage and you benefit from me being here too. And then thirdly is people that don't have somewhere to live and are kind of like, well, you guys should take me because like this is unfair. Like I would do the same or whatever, right? Just being like aware of knowing that everybody doesn't always have what they have, and everybody's not always not gonna have what they don't have. I don't know if that makes sense, but pretty much put yourself in other people's shoes, right? So I bring up all those different types of people because I think that it explains how I look at the world, and it explains the things that I'm going to be looking at, the things that I'm going to be discussing. So, I'm over 10 minutes, but that's okay. So sometimes I may be talking about something that I think is happening in India. Sometimes I may talk about something that is happening in Canada, which is where I live. Sometimes I may talk about things that are happening in Sudan. Sometimes I may talk about things that are happening in Egypt. Sometimes I may talk about things that are happening in the States, because obviously the States is so close by. So I'm going to just jump from topic to topic. And sometimes I may just be talking about Harry Potter. I want to talk about just different things. But if you find yourself thinking, oh my God, like, this seems so random and it's like, I don't know, just remember, like, I'm coming from a perspective of, like, I want to see three different identities, and that will kind of, like, sometimes seem like it's random, but if you just use this as a reference to, like, think about how I'm looking at the world, you'll probably be able to understand more, or, like, I don't know, give me a little bit more leeway. So, yeah, I'm not going to just focus on one place. I want to focus on different places because I'm interested in different places. What else? So, yeah, mostly I'm concerned with citizenship. I'm concerned with policy, and I'm concerned with public space. Because, I don't know, like, a little bit, like, I think public space is important, especially in the future, because I feel like the internet is kind of slowly, not slowly, but quickly. That's a public space, right? Because we're having now, there was a point where you could pretty much just be doing anything on the internet. But, like, I guess now you're able to, like, you know, if you're bullying somebody, you can get into trouble for that. So that's becoming public space too. So, and the thing is, this public space, it's all of us meeting, right? So now you, when before, I feel like people could just talk to the people that are next to them, right? But now you can talk to people that are all over the place. And I feel like I've been all over the place. So I've, like, literally gotten to eavesdrop on different problems. And so that's what I hope this podcast will do, that, like, I will give my input on the conversations that I've eavesdropped on. And my perspective will come from sometimes being an immigrant, being a person that's moved around, not feeling like, I feel like, you know, I'm a Zimbabwean person, but I feel like, you know, there's people that are in Zimbabwe that will probably feel like, oh, well, your perspective is a little bit flawed because you haven't lived here for a long time. And then there's people that are here, that will look at me and be like, well, you're not born here, so your perspective is flawed because you have not been born here, I guess. And then there's people that are like, well, you've been here and you've been there, so, like, what are you really committed to, right? Like, you're just kind of, you don't have a commitment, right? But I would say that, well, I've maybe not been, like, at home for a long time, but that doesn't mean that's still not my home. And I've not been here for a long time, but that doesn't mean that I don't have feelings about things that happened in Canada, for example. I have opinions because I live here. I pay taxes here. So I feel that, yeah, I have something to say on all of these things. And yeah, I know people will feel like, people will always have something that they'll say, well, because of such and such, you probably can't speak on such and such, but I'll speak on whatever I want. And I just want to set the foundation so that the people that actually, like, I don't know, people that actually, like, are trying to understand, like, the direction that I'm going in will understand that, okay, I'm coming from it from different points. Because sometimes maybe it'll seem like, well, why would you support somebody like this? But I have different reasons. I guess it's a little bit of intersectionality. Yeah, I guess it is, right? Because, I mean, I won't always be like, oh, I won't always be talking as a person that's African. I may be talking as a person that, I don't know, works at not like the worst job, but a different job from the one that I thought I'd have when I was 28. I like my job, but I wish I had a better job. Right? So sometimes I'll be speaking from that perspective that I feel like, you know, companies make too much money. But sometimes I'll be speaking from the perspective of if I was a politician, I would still want jobs like Starbucks, because, you know, when people are in university, they want jobs that are flexible. They want jobs that they can call in sick and nobody's going to die. Right. So sometimes those jobs are necessary, even though I may feel like, well, you know, this is a crappy job, but technically it serves a purpose. And sometimes I may talk about, oh my God, like you should, as an African, I would be like, oh my God, you shouldn't allow like foreign people into the country so that they can benefit off the country because of what's happened in Africa, right? Because of colonization. But then sometimes I'll be thinking that, well, as a person that's a foreigner in Canada, I shouldn't be treated differently from other people. So I'm always going to come at it from different sides. And it's not that I'm being hypocritical or I'm being, you know, like, in the middle, although I do try to be in the middle. I try to see both sides. That's exactly it. I try to see both sides. So sometimes I'll come at it from the person that's, I don't know, the person that's not the status quo, I guess. And sometimes I'll come from it as a person that is the status quo. But if you just keep the three descriptions of things that I've kept in mind, you'll kind of see where I'm going. And I hope that you'll enjoy it. So yeah, that's today's episode. I'm setting the foundation of what I hope this podcast will be. They say that you should always reiterate your point. So this is me reiterating my point. I'm setting the foundation for my podcast. I'm letting you guys know what I'm hoping to do. And I hope you enjoy. Yay, Irene's birthday. Let's get lit. Well, in a few hours, hopefully, we'll get lit. Okay, talking thoughts with Mishi. Bye, guys.